If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning, KBOI news time is 8:39. Paul J. and Nate Shellman live from the beautiful downtown studios of Cumulus Broadcasting.
Two blocks away from the Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah. Downwind.
Let me just get another sip of my cocoa here.
Mm-hmm.
I offered to make you guys. You rejected it yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I didn't ask Todd. Sorry, Todd.
Todd didn't reject it.
No. Todd's trying to handle all the cheaters trying to win the cocoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go make my own.
Yeah, yeah. There's people trying to call in early, trying to win the Mannheim Steamroller Cocoa and CD prize pack we have.
Mm-hmm.
That's cheaters. Not cheaters.
Don't cheat at Christmas time.
Santa's watching.
How tawdry is that?
Santa, you're on the naughty list.
All right, let's start parking downtown.
You go down, I mean, you're there all the time for the Saturday market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm there almost every Friday night. My wife and I have date night.
Okay.
Go downtown and eat.
Do you gauge that around a certain time, or do you always, let's get there after 6, the parking's free?
No, get there after 6, because that's when we're hungry.
Okay. February 1st, the prices of the parking garages are going up. February 1st, they're going to start charging not just for Saturday parking, but they're going to start charging for parking till 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Now on Saturday, it's going to be a little bit cheaper.
50 cents.
50 cents for the first hour, mm-hmm. $1 for the second,
and $75 for the third.
it's not going to make anybody broke. Unless you only have 50 cents in your bank account, in which case, yes, it'll make
you
better.
It's the principle, I think, of the thing. If it's not going to make anybody broke, why are they doing it?
Well, one rationale is they're doing it because there are people who park their cars 24/7.
On the weekends, leave them there.
I didn't think you could do that. I didn't think that was allowed. There's a number of paid parking spots and the free parking spots, mm-hmm. where they'll start towing.
Yep.
After 9 o'clock.
Yep.
They can do that.
Mm-hmm.
They can, at 2 a.m., they can say all cars have to be off the street and just do a parking ban after a certain time.
But they're not doing that.
But they're not doing that. They're going after the money.
Mm.
And to me, it's the principle of the thing. It's another revenue generator.
People who leave their cars overnight can pay their meters in advance for up to 2 hours. So they have until noon to retrieve their cars and avoid a ticket. So in other words, if you park past 10 o'clock p.m. on Friday night,
mm-hmm.
you pay for 2 hours and you can stay parked until noon on Saturday.
I've maintained that there will be people who will gladly drive anywhere else for free parking. They like the ease. They like the comfort, whether it's the mall, whether it's the Spectrum, whether it's the Village in Meridian. If you're looking for a nice place to eat, you know, there are places that have free parking versus metered spots versus being next to a parking garage. I think there's a number, honestly, I think there's a number of people who just, it's inconvenient. You disagree?
Yeah, kind of. I always park in the garages anyway.
Price of that's going up too.
I know.
By the way, not because people are parking their cars all weekend long. Parking's going up because of maintenance and,
sure.
and stuff.
Takes a lot to maintain a concrete.
Gotta clean it.
Yeah.
Will this affect how you go downtown?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Not at all?
No.
Then I'm just cheap.
Yeah.
But
I understand. I understand where you're coming from. You feel like you're getting ripped off.
I just feel like I'm being just nickel and dimed. I usually get off of work at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And my spot's Old Chicago. All right?
Downtown.
Downtown. I get off at 7. I go find a place on the street, meet up with somebody, have a slice, have a cup, and I'm done. Now, oh, shoot. Now,
you know what?
Here's 50 cents to park.
You know, I went to Boise State for a meeting, and I have a parking pass for Boise State,
mm-hmm.
which is white and looks like any other piece of paper. So my wife threw it out.
Oh, nice.
So now I don't have it anymore. So I parked here. I had a meeting with a bunch of BAA people, and I put $2.50 on the meter, which is an hour.
Okay.
And for the last 10 minutes of that hour, all I was doing was looking at my watch, because a parking ticket at Boise State is like $17 or something.
Jeez.
And so finally, Bart Hendricks says, you know, I got a pass I can put in there.
Oh.
And so he did.
It's nice to have friends.
I guess.
208-336-3700.
But I'd hate to do that for your point. I'd hate to do that while I was eating dinner, looking at my watch, take a bite, look at my watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd hate that.
Try to. You're spending how much money on what? You're going to Ruth's Chris. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be able to enjoy that meal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a good steak. You don't want to wolf it down so you can make, so you burn your mouth make it back to the car in time and not get your car towed.
Yeah. So that part of it bugs me.
208-336-3700.
8:45, time to check right now traffic for the final time.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul, Jay, and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
8:50 on a Thursday morning. Paul, Jay, and Nate Shellman live in studio. Let's go to David of Caldwell. David, good morning.
Good morning. I actually used to live in Boise, and I remember years ago when my grandmother and I used to come from Mountain Home to Boise, JCPenney's, Montgomery Ward's was downtown. There was no mall.
Right.
And we had to pay to park, but it was reasonable, and it was pretty much...
It's like a dime, right?
Yeah, it was super cheap, but downtown was doing good, and then when the growth started, they decided to build the mall. But I've followed Dave Beter since day one, and when he was running against Tracy at the very beginning. Tracy Andrus.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't vote for him for that reason. Look at the ballpark. He wanted it. If he could, he would have his train going around in circles downtown. He's always, always made that extra vote when it costs us more money. And I see him doing it again here when they wanted to raise his fees. I haven't gone downtown to shop because it's not like back before when I was in Mountain Home with my grandmother. Now we have options. And I can go to the mall, I can go to Meridian, I can park all day, I can go shopping. I don't have to worry about getting a ticket, because if you get a parking ticket and you don't pay it, it goes up. It gets expensive then.
Yeah, so you basically agree with David.
I agree with Nate,
yeah.
Yep, 100%. I will not go downtown. We've already paid for those roads with our taxes on our vehicles. And it seems like Dave Beter, if he can get a dime out of you, he'll get it.
There are few things in life that make me more angry than a parking ticket.
Yeah, and I've had a couple of them because I've gone down to get something to eat. They were a little bit slow. I went out there, and I've got a ticket. And one time I forgot to pay it,
and
it jumps. And if you don't pay it, then you got a real problem because they'll pull your registration, and then you got driving with no registration, and that becomes another ticket and more money.
And there's a warrant for your arrest.
Yeah, a parking ticket. So, you know, I'm totally against it. We've already paid through our vehicle registrations, and it's just like Nate said, it's just another tax, and it's a principle of the thing.
Yeah, you can make all the excuses you want of, well, we need to charge this. Why are you charging after 8 o'clock? Or why are you charging until 8 o'clock? What's the purpose of that? Before it was 6, why do you want those 2 extra hours? That has nothing to do with people leaving their car. Nothing
you know what,
to
Nate,
do.
I agree with you 100%. Have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
How do you think this is going to affect the market? How do you think this is going to affect the side? I mean, I know a lot of people walk.
Yeah, a lot of people do walk, ride their bikes, etc. But those are the people that are close.
Sure.
If you're coming in from the bench or from Meridian or wherever, it could have an effect. But it's not all of downtown.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just the core the downtownish or the very inside.
Where the stuff is.
Yeah, where the market is.
Where the restaurant and where the restaurants and where the bars are. 208-336-3700, #670 on your Verizon wireless phone.
All right, let's go to Nancy of Boise. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Good. You know, the first place I was attending a conference at Boise State, and I got a ticket, and it was $25.
Yeah, it's $25 now?
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's $25 now.
Ruined your week.
And the second thing is, you know, I've lived in quite a few different cities, and they usually open their downtown so that people will go down there and stay and buy things and spend time in the restaurants. And the last time I went to dinner, it took me more than an hour. You know, and they give tickets so fast down there, and then there's no place to park your car.
Yeah, and you know, the people of Boise State, in their defense, they don't like it. They don't like the quick meter, the what do they call them, parking Nazis,
right?
That they have down there, because, you know, there'll be somebody down there who's, you know, given $10,000 to the football program, and he'll come out and have a parking ticket on his car. Mm-hmm.
And it's over $300 a semester to pay for parking there if you're a student.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then you have to park way on the other side of the stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So it's crazy. And if you park in Julia Davis, of course, they give you tickets if you're over 2 hours.
I know. I tell you what. It's time to revolt.
Yeah, and they've built all those new hotels and all those new restaurants downtown, and they've blocked the whole view of the mountains, and, you know, there's no place to park.
Well, the hotels and, you know, the hotels and the other buildings, those are, the city didn't buy those.
No, the city didn't buy those, but there's no parking if you go to their restaurants.
The city bought land that they don't want anybody to do anything with. The city wanted to remodel their, you know, the outside of City Hall and put lights under it so it looks like it's fresh out of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. They didn't need to do that. They chose to do that.
Right.
So don't tell me that this has nothing to do with money. If it had nothing to do with money, they wouldn't be charging money.
And if you want to see what happens when you build a trolley to nowhere, look at the city of Detroit. They put a people mover downtown. They've lost millions and millions of dollars every year on that thing.
Same for Cincinnati.
Goes nowhere.
Yeah, same for Cincinnati. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
208-336-3700, #670 on your Verizon wireless phone. I don't know if one has to do with the other. I don't know if the trolley or his desire to I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Yeah.
But more and more people seem just a little bit inconvenienced more and more and more every time they go downtown. You know, the parking meters are busted out for some reason. There's at random, there will be just one of those red hoods on a parking meter. Oh, can't park there. Oh, try to find a parking space on game night. When the steelheads are in town?
You can't even get in their garages.
No.
When the steelheads are.
They're full.
Yep. Like tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Friday night. They will be full. KBOI News time is 8:56. We're going to take a news break. We'll be back with more. If you're on the line, stay there. And we'll be back.
If you're talking about it...
They don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning once again, 9:06. Paul J. and Nate on a Thursday morning talking about downtown parking. The metered spots you can hold for up to 2 hours. The spots between 5th, 11th, Jefferson, and Grove. Those are the heart ones. Let's see, I'm confused here. So 5th, 11th, Jefferson, and Grove, most of the city's meters are actually outside this area. So you don't have to pay then?
Well, fine. See, that's the thing. There's a lot of confusion every time they change. Fifth, 11th, Jefferson, and Grove. Are you talking about all the cross streets in between there, too? Because Grove, I mean, Idaho is in there.
Mm-hmm.
So between 5th and 11th, okay, so that's the block. Between,
Jefferson and Grove.
Right.
Jefferson on the north,
uh-huh.
Grove on the south.
Right. Okay, so in that little block, there are many restaurants, many shops. A lot of people park there to go to the game. A lot of people park there to go downtown. I mean, gosh, 8th may as well be pedestrian.
Yeah.
Honestly, they would probably solve a lot of issues if they just didn't even allow cars on 8th and just made that a plaza. But I digress. Also, at 9 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays, they do not allow parking in a lot of areas, not just on Idaho, but it's on a number of streets.
Mm-hmm.
They don't allow parking, so the cabs have someplace to park because they complained. And they'll ticket cars, and they'll wait about an hour or two, and then they'll start yanking them.
And the other way, east-west, 5th through 11th.
Yep. It's a large corridor. Takes care of that that 6th and Grove area. Also takes care of downtown, takes care of 8th. Takes care of a sizable block of downtown Boise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nickel and dime stuff. Saturday Market, if you go there, that's inside the block. All right? A lot of people park near that block to go to the Capitol. Jefferson's not too far from that.
Yeah, and having served on a commission, I have to know where to park near the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And until I found out, I got some tickets.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are going to find out the hard way. Nothing makes anybody angrier than fees, just little nickel and dimey mm-hmm. stuff.
Yep.
Don't like it when your bank does it. Now the city's doing it.
Let's go to Mike of Boise. Mike.
Good morning. The question that none of the media, none of the reporters seem to ask is the bottom line is the cost to enforce it, the cost to regulate it, and how much revenue is brought in to offset that. And I can almost guarantee you there it's a profit. It's a profit-making business, that by way of the meters. Not so much the quarters, because I don't have a smartphone, so I can't figure that out. but I refuse to get one. And is the cost of all the tickets, and of course half of them they don't collect, but then the game starts to begin. But eventually it just chases everybody out. I used to go downtown 3 times a week and eat at a restaurant. After they raised the parking in the parking garage, it adds another $250 to it. And am I going to go broke over that? No. But the point is, I'm not going to pay that much more to park to eat. And I think on Saturdays, it'll just kill the downtown area. And you'll still have some people do it, but eventually they'll say no. And I know there's a couple businesses downtown that would love to move out of downtown. And it's because of the parking issue. And, again, the budgetary reason I would look at is, okay, what does it cost for all the personnel that writes all the tickets to process it? And I guarantee you there is some money going into the city coffers that is pure profit from the parking. And that was never designed that way. It was designed to move and shuffle cars.
I think you're right. I do think there's a profit. Personally, I can't see doing it if you're going to lose money.
No. And the city, well, I can't say the city wouldn't do it if they lost money because people do things that I don't understand all
yeah,
the time.
True.
But as far as the cost to write a ticket, doesn't cost that much. I mean, you're paying somebody maybe $10 an hour, and that's their job. Look for expired meters.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only, I mean, they are on the lookout. I don't know if they get a bonus or anything like that, but it's just their job. Enforce the code.
Yes, and that is true, but I can almost guarantee you they make more than $10 an hour, and then you figure that employee, and rightfully that's the way it is,
mm-hmm.
gets their hourly pay, gets their health insurance, gets their retirement, all that. So it's a pretty big sum, and I have nothing against the person going out and getting a job and making money. That's what makes America great. It's just, and I don't think you'd want to do it where the city lost money. But the question is how much of a profit it is. And no reporter, nobody has asked that.
I don't know if you can break it down hour by hour.
Oh, I think you can. I guarantee you this city can.
Sure.
They have to know, I think.
Yeah, they have to know. They just don't want to tell you. But my issue is I gave up going downtown quite a while ago. I used to have season tickets at the hockey. I gave that up. I just don't need the hassle of downtown and the parking tickets. I had to go to a funeral the other day trying to figure out. It was the church right behind the Capitol. And I had to pay the parking meter to go to the funeral. And then it says I had to do 2 hours. I got to call in ahead of time to do something with the smartphone. Well, there went that idea. So I ran out in the middle of the funeral, put in some more quarters, and came back.
Father, can we hurry this up a bit? I'm running a little low on the meter.
You guys take care.
Cheers.
Thanks.
208-336-3700, pound 670 on Verizon Wireless. We got the hearse double parked here. Can we hear this up a little bit?
Let's go to Brad and Eagle. Brad.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm listening, and all I can say is wah. I'm sorry. You know, I frequent downtown. I've never gotten a parking ticket, and it's something where I accept parking fees as a fact of life. It's something where I know that operating a city requires expenditures, and the city's going to generate revenue any way they can. And I have no problem paying to park. And listening to, I'm not going to go downtown because I have to spend an additional $2. It's like, seriously, give me a break.
But the reason had nothing to do with revenue or operating. Understand that. They didn't decide to increase parking through 8 p.m. or start parking on or start charging for parking on Saturday because of revenue. That's just their fix to get people to stop parking 24 hours. Hey, if we charge them, they'll stop parking there for 24 hours. This, in their minds, in their pitch to the people, this wasn't about money, but they're charging money.
The long and short has always been follow the money.
Yep.
You don't mind them making money. I'm telling you that it's not, you know, that it, while it is because of money, they could do other things other than charge money.
Okay, how much would it have cost to put up signage throughout that area saying no parking during this time frame? And I mean,
they managed to do it all the time.
The expenditures that it would have been to put the signage up throughout the area would have been astronomical. You're talking sinking holes, the poles, the signs themselves.
Brad, they put them on the parking meters. They put the signs actually on the parking meters. They're little yellow signs. They put them on the parking meters themselves. And as far as astronomical cost goes, I can think of a lot of things that city spends money on at an astronomical cost that gets them zero return. Take a look outside the new construction outside of City Hall. Take a look at all the land they bought so they could not develop it. So I can do this. I'm ready.
All right, Brad, thanks for the call. KBOI News Time, 9:16.
Ah. That's some nice Christmas music.
Yeah, who is that? Sound familiar.
Huh.
Is that Mannheim Steamroller?
Sounds a lot like him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Call number 6, 208-336-3711, 208-336-3711. You get yourself some nice cinnamon hot cocoa.
And some music.
Some nice Christmas music. Put a fire in the fireplace right there. Enjoy some Mannheim Steamroller. Unless we draw your name out of the hopper.
Then you can go see him live.
$72 a ticket. It just occurred to me as I'm looking at you. We ought to remake the whole David Bowie, Bing Crosby.
I know it.
Video.
Yeah.
We ought to remake it. You could croon.
Yeah.
Huh?
More or less.
I've heard you singing in here time or or attempt to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Good. All right. KBOI rewards code.
What was it?
Parking. P-A-R-K-I-N-G. Parking. Go to 670KBOI.com. Enter parking. Earn today's 5,000 rewards points.
Cover charges. Bug me at bars too.
Yeah.
You got to pay to walk in the bar, and everyone's like, "Well, that's for the band. You're paying for the band." What do I get for parking? Yeah. What do I? Oh, I get to put my car here on a road that we already paid for.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nathan. Nate, you're on. Oh, can I get him on? There we go. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Paul J.
What do you think?
Great name.
Oh, yeah. I'm really actually hoping the city continues to raise rates down there because I drive for Lyft, and the more expensive it gets for somebody to drive their car, the more rides I'm going to get. So I'm loving it.
There's a lot to say for that, too.
You know, actually, he's making, he might be facetious, but he's making a point.
Right. Yeah, you might get some more business down there.
Yeah, and that's what I'm banking on is the people that, like you were mentioning, just go down there for dinner and they're not staying all night at the bar. That's going to create more passengers for me earlier in the evening. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's a good time slot. You're right.
You getting harassed getting passengers in and out of your car downtown?
I did once. By a police officer because I wasn't completely parked in a parking area. It was down there on 6th Street.
Okay, yeah.
And but by the time he convinced me to back up 5 feet, my ride was already there, and so I went down the road. But that's really the only harassment I've had. But I've seen other riders that got ticketed down there.
Unreal. Unreal. All right, stay safe.
All right, thanks.
All right, hey, thanks.
Thanks, Nate. Wow. That's incredible. Let's go to Mike of Eagle. Mike, you're on.
Hi. I've been listening to all this, and it almost sounds like it's becoming like San Jose, California, or San Francisco, California. And the past of my experience has been that a lot of these parking stuff that they do, they actually lose money on it. And by the time they get right down to it, and then what happens is they say, well, we got to continue to raise the rate. So I think people of Boise have to be very careful because the door's open. It goes from quarters to dollars. And then next thing you know, you're paying $25 flat fee.
Well, the thing that, you know, once they start using credit cards, I'm going, really?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yep. And I think I've seen it go on in California, and I see it going on right now where you guys are sitting and seeing how that city's growing, and it's just amazing. And it's like you said, it's a nickel and dime process, but it gets to dollars real quick, and then people really complain. So anyway, that's about my take on it.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Mike.
A lot of people used to smoke cigarettes once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did.
Me too.
Yeah, you know, it's just, and a lot of people probably said the same thing to themselves. Oh, you know, if the price keeps on going up, I'm quitting. Price keeps going up, I'm quitting. Price keeps going up, I'm quitting. And
I did.
I quit buying cigarettes too.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like, well, you just keep on charging for parking. Just fine, quit. You can only push people so much before they push back, or rather than push back, not everybody's about a big rally. They'll just won't go. That'll be their reaction to it. They'll just stay home.
KBOI News Time 9:26. If you're on the line, stay there. We'll be right back.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Now you can text Paul J. and Chris. Text your message to 208-336-3700. Standard text rates apply. Sponsored by Diamond Heating and Cooling.
If you're going downtown on Saturdays, starting February 3rd, you're going to have to pay to park. That's what we're talking about this morning, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, #670 on Verizon Wireless. Who won?
Mike Reinick.
Where'd he go, Mike?
Mike. Jazz Mike.
Jazz Mike.
He's got a jazz voice.
Says.
Yeah.
Heavenly.
Yeah. We got some text messages coming in.
Okay.
You can also text 208-336-3700. Nate, that guy in Eagle, I think you might as well have said that's not the way we do it in California. Obviously, he's not from here. I think you're right. I think Brad and Eagle is from California.
Mm-hmm.
This is a public service announcement for Rick and myself. The 9:15 show in 3D at the Village still has Star Wars seats available.
Mm.
So,
all right, guys.
I think if you went... If I watch Star Wars with you, you might like it.
You're not going to go because your girlfriend doesn't want you to.
Not that she doesn't want me to. She's working tonight.
Well,
I can't go without her.
She won't know you went.
Yeah, she'll know.
Yeah.
I used to make my own decisions.
Let's go to Michael. Michael.
Good morning.
Morning.
I can't help believe, after listening to all this narrative, that this kind of speaks to Boise's wanting to cling to that small-town community image.
Yeah, there's some of that, no doubt.
I live half the year in Boise and half the year in Chicago, and you pay for parking everywhere every single day.
No question, and you pay a lot.
A whole bunch, and you pay even to park in front of your own house. They call them neighborhood passes. It's $350 a year now.
Wow.
And I can't help wonder also if the Saturday parking here is not a precursor to more things to come. Sunday parking fees and...
I tell you, the Sunday brunch business downtown is...
Booming.
Booming.
So why wouldn't they start charging for parking then?
Well, now that we've mentioned it.
And you take
Let's not give them any ideas.
And you take an area like the North End, which is similar to an area I live in Chicago, and start adding annual parking passes in areas like that. Mm. It could happen.
You take a look at the places that are within the block that are in the block we've talked about today, Goldie's.
Mm-hmm.
Bardinet. Or not Bardinet. In the Bass Block.
Well, you got to pay for parking there, too, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. That's Bardinet.
Bardinet,
Lico Uno, all that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, don't give him any more ideas.
I think it's coming.
Well, I think don't forget, if
that small anymore.
If you want to charge people to park on a Sunday, then you have to pay a meter maid on a Sunday to go enforce it. That costs money. Working on Sundays costs money.
Well, again, I think you talked about the 50 cents is not a way to create revenue. The revenue is going to come for the people who don't pay that 50 cents and the tickets get written.
Exactly.
That's some substantial revenue I think they're looking at.
Think you're right. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Thank
good
you,
stuff.
Guys.
All right, let's go to Carol of Boise. Carol, good morning.
Good morning. I'm not the only one like me who lives entirely on Social Security. A quarter is a big deal.
Yep.
I have to have so many just to get my laundry done. And going down on Saturday downtown for where I could park for free allowed me to do what rare business I did down there and still do. But also during the week, there are places around the Capitol that I had to visit several times a week to go into the Capitol to do work. And if it's all going to be paid now, that'll put a lot of us out of any kind of civic jobs that we do down there, voluntary or whatever. Mine was voluntary. And I found, actually, many years ago, Seattle learned it the hard way, although they've screwed up many times over since then, that if you start charging and upping your fees all the time for parking, people will just go to the malls and elsewhere. And that's what I do for almost everything. Not the malls necessarily, but outside of downtown. It's really a lousy policy.
All right. Thanks for your opinion. So she doesn't like it.
The rents in those buildings, the leases, the rents, they're not cheap.
Now, we had somebody on yesterday, a business owner from downtown who thought it was a good idea. Remember that?
If it meant,
remember who it was.
Yeah, there was one guy who said, "Yeah, I'd pay to park closer to my business." Although you still have to get the parking space; it still has to be open.
True.
So there's growing pains with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, it's not just the street parking. This is choreographed. This is happening the same day the rates increase in the parking lot. They didn't pick a random day. Boise City Council, Mayor, didn't say, well, February, just because, why not? No. It's the same day. They're going to kick them off the street and then send you to the parking garage where they're going to charge you more anyway. So this is about money, but not about money, but it's about money. It's not about maintenance. It's all they have to do is just not spend so much money. If they want to kick cars off the street, trust me, they have a police force and they can make signs to make sure people don't park 24 hours a day.
I will continue to shop downtown, eat downtown, go downtown for brunch, etc. But I can understand those who don't.
Yeah.
I can understand it. Our last caller was a perfect example.
I like stopping by downtown on my way home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 10-minute drive from the station now. Somebody wants to meet up after. Oh, we'll meet here. We'll grab a quick bite. Now, let's meet somewhere we don't have to jockey for a parking spot because they're ticketing. I don't want to look at my watch every 5 seconds. I want to be able to enjoy my time. Like you said, like the way anybody wants to.
And there's an old Chicago in the mall.
Exactly.
I was there last night, actually.
I mean, I sometimes go to other restaurants, but rarely.
No, you don't.
No, you're right, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm a creature of habit.
You are.
208-336-3700, #670 on your Verizon wireless phone. It's a minor increase. I mean, anything's an increase over nothing. But will it affect how often you come downtown to eat, go to the bar, go to a game, do business?
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
Chicago's in there somewhere. Let's go to the phones. Randy. Randy, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just had a comment. Maybe this is the mayor's way of paying for that bicycle lane debacle that he had on Main Street.
Maybe so.
That's it? Nope.
That's it.
All right. I am getting a whole bunch of text messages now. I got I drive a one-ton truck. I'd go anywhere else in downtown. I have to go to the arena when the grandkids from McCall play hockey tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
But that parking garage is close and roomy, so no problem. So no problem to park for me to park everything else. I have to walk a long way because spaces are too tight.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go out.
There are some parking garages downtown that are ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know how they measure.
I have a small car.
Yeah. I don't know how they measured those spaces, but somebody from England designed those.
Mm-hmm. They drove a Mini Cooper.
Donnie in Meridian says the cost of parking is going up on the same day the FCC is going to vote and make our internet costs go up and our internet availability and freedom of speech go down. It's so easy for a city to be distracted and focus on something so petty. But I agree, the cost of parking will always go up.
Yeah, it's never going down.
Donnie was at the meeting. Donnie knows. Donnie knows the conspiracy.
Yeah, it's there.
Get another text here that says downtown businesses won't suffer. Very few people will. And that's the thing. Either you're going to pay it or you're not. Either you're going to pay the 50 cents or extra $1.50 on a Saturday every hour, every 2 hours.
People who like to go downtown will pay it. It's that simple.
Or you can take a look at the math. A beer's $5. And the cost to park in a parking lot's $5.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I find some place where they offer free parking, look, I can buy more stuff, whether it's a beer or fries or a $5 more expensive shirt. Something. I can spend that money on something else I want.
So you're dooming yourself to the mall or a strip mall.
Yeah, somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. There's plenty of options. I mean, there are places to shop that aren't downtown.
True.
There are places to eat that aren't downtown. And I'll still go on Sundays when parking's free. That's when my crew's there anyway.
Yeah.
I'll just arrange to meet somebody somewhere else.
I'm down
else.
There every Sunday.
Yeah.
Every single Sunday.
Yeah. So are we watching the Browns lose?
Mm. I don't do that.
You don't watch the Browns lose?
Or the Bears.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin my day.
Are we going to do a gentleman's bet?
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
We going to do a pizza bet?
Yep.
All right.
Christmas Eve.
I don't know why I'm setting myself up for this.
Browns, Bears.
I've lost every bet I've made to you.
Yes, you have.
And I have a winning record over Prater.
Do you?
Yeah, he works at the sports station. We bet on sports stuff.
Well.
And I beat him.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, yeah. I don't know. We bet with food. we have some news coming out of Washington, D.C. that Congress will no longer be using public funds to settle harassment claims. Good to know.
Yeah, it is good to know.
I would also like for those, I would like for those congressmen to be announced, whoever they are, if they're settling harassment claims.
Mm-hmm.
Those names need to be released, because there's a lot of names other than John Conyers,
yep,
that have been brought up.
Yep.
There are many that deserve that. I think their constituents deserve to know if they're using public funds, whether they're a senator or a representative.
No doubt. You got to know where that money's coming from.
Well, not only that, I mean, you also want to know that the person you're sending to Washington is behaving in a way that represents you or doesn't leave them susceptible to influence from others. Hey, better vote for my bill, or remember that thing? Remember that thing last year?
That thing? I have pictures, yeah.
Yeah, remember that thing about with the girls and all that? Yeah.
Yeah, here. This is just one of the several pictures I have here.
And how bad is it that it happened so much they have a slush fund for it?
I see, that's not good.
They have a public funding mechanism to make this go away quick, fast, in a hurry, and quiet.
Yeah.
Built-in rules.
Oh, you need that money? That's an HB3. Wank.
All right, I'm glad we didn't talk about taxes today, because we have no idea how this affects us yet.
Yeah, I know, and I was going to talk about that until I realized, after doing research, we have no idea how this affects us. Yeah.
They haven't voted on it. Yeah, they've agreed on a final bill, but they haven't voted to approve it or not. So there still is a chance,
mm-hmm,
especially with a couple of senators being sick, John McCain being one of them, fighting cancer,
mm-hmm,
another senator being sat, other senators being out. Mike Pence canceled a trip to Israel because they don't know when the vote might come. They want to make sure they have all hands on deck. There still is a chance the whole thing just falls apart.
There is.
Yes.
Definite chance.
There was a Republican out of Tennessee, Republican senator out of Tennessee, who didn't like the original bill that went through the Senate because he didn't like how much it added to the debt. So
I don't like how much it adds to the debt. But
I just want to pay fewer taxes. That's all I want.
You know, and that's why it's got a shot.
Yeah. I personally,
nobody wants to pay more. Why? I wish I could pay more taxes. Nobody wants that.
I don't think the average person cares about how much debt the country is in, as long as the government's taking less money out of their pocket.
Yep. I agree.